Hi there, it's Bonnie here. So today I'm going to give you a little bit of a story behind what celiac disease is. Now, I told this story recently to a client of mine, coaching client, and she said that it really helped her to visualize what happens inside of us when we consume gluten if we have celiac disease. And the story that I told her really helped her to visualize the scenario happening inside of her and to reinforce the importance of staying off gluten permanently. Because, as you know, when you have celiac disease, you cannot eat gluten, not even a tiny bit, because it damages you internally and kicks in your immunity to go into overdrive, and that is why it is called an autoimmune condition. Okay, so let's get to it. I'm going to tell you the story that I told her. So, imagine now that you can visualize your gut, okay? And inside the gut lining are tiny, tiny little hairs. And these little hairs are called villi. These hairs line the whole perimeter of your intestines. And they're there for a couple of reasons. Number one, they are there to help you absorb nutrients and vitamins into your body. They act as a barrier as well. They're there for protection. And they keep things that don't belong in your bloodstream out. So now, when you eat gluten, what happens is your immune system goes into overdrive, okay, and it goes on high alert. You can imagine all these red lights flashing, going on and off. Intruder, 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 and it sees gluten and it sends out the signal to attack the gluten. So now your immune system is in full-on mode, and it's now searching for these gluten proteins to attack. So, and this is what she said really stuck with her. I said to her, it's sort of like a action movie, okay? You can even imagine like Star Wars, where you've got all these stormtroopers and they're shooting each other and going crazy. So now imagine the stormtroopers are in there and they're looking for the gluten, and they're just randomly shooting a whole lot of bullets everywhere, and the bullets are sometimes hitting the gluten, but most of the time they're missing and they're actually hitting the intestinal walls. And they're shooting the little hairs, and the little hairs are getting shot down. Now, every time you eat gluten, this is what's happening inside of your body. These little hairs are basically getting damaged, not by the actual gluten, but by your own body attacking itself. So the gluten is what triggers the body to attack itself, but the body is not attacking the little villi hairs on your intestinal walls. And over time, with this repetition of the autoimmune system kicking in and trying to attack the gluten, it attacks the hairs on your intestinal walls. And eventually, they're either so badly damaged or they actually are non-existent. And what happens when these little hairs are non-existent in various parts of your intestinal wall? It actually starts to make a hole or a gap where there are no hairs. And you can imagine it's like when you go to a club, right? And you've got bouncers that are hanging around outside the club, and they're there to protect the people inside the club and to keep the riffraff out, okay? They stop the baddies coming in. But now you can imagine that when those bouncers are not there, okay, anything can pass from the intestinal wall, from inside the intestines, through that hole now that is in the wall, into the bloodstream. So the bouncers are gone. It's like, yay, free party, everyone come in, let's have a big party. And that's what happens. Now everything that doesn't belong in the bloodstream can now enter: food particles, pathogens, toxins, medication that you've consumed, all kinds of things can now start heading into the bloodstream. Once they're in the bloodstream, that's actually where the damage happened. And over time, if this keeps happening, eventually it starts to create ultimate chaos basically inside of you, and important systems and functions can start to malfunction. So for example, and this is, before I get into that, this is where that term leaky gut comes in. A leaky gut basically means that your intestinal walls have now got holes in them, they're permeable, and things can easily transfer from inside the gut to outside the gut, and that makes a permeable gut, and it's a leaky gut. Things that shouldn't be in your bloodstream can now freely roam around. And this creates a massive problem because, as I said, you know, it starts to disrupt important systems. The endocrine system, for example, starts to get compromised, and you can sit with all kinds of things like hormonal imbalances, brain fog, depression, and so many other things. The list is really quite extensive. So if this little story helps you to visualize, you know, what really happens when you eat gluten, it just shows you the importance of even a tiny amount of gluten that you would think is not possible to harm you. It doesn't matter how small that is. Your body sees it as a threat, and it will send out that all attack mode when you consume gluten. So this is why you can see why it's so important when, you know, there is no such thing as cheating when it comes to a gluten-free diet if you have celiac disease, because that response, that autoimmune response, is going to happen every single time, and your gut is going to get damaged all the time. And the only way that you can fix that damage is to go off the gluten, so that eventually those little hairs, if given the chance, can actually repair themselves and grow back. And those holes in the gut lining can actually start to close again. And that is when you start to heal your gut. So I hope that's helped you. And if you have any questions, I'm going to leave the little comment box open. Just pop them in there. So if you think that you have celiac disease, or if you think you have leaky gut, please go to a professional. Go to a professional, get tested, and get the help that you need. Because without the diagnosis for celiac disease and without the diagnosis for leaky gut, you can't fix both of those things. And leaky gut is a very difficult thing to fix on your own, speaking from experience. It's complicated and it can take a long time. And there are certain procedures and supplements and things that you need to do to be able to fix your gut. So I hope you enjoyed that, and thanks for listening.